I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. While some countries battle COVID-19 surges, Japan is seeing a different kind of spike, suicides. More Japanese have died by suicide in 2020 than from COVID-19. In fact, their suicide numbers in October alone outnumbered the nation's total COVID-19 deaths in the first 11 months of the year. Japan has a very group-oriented culture, but pandemic shutdowns cut individuals off from their group identity. Many are dealing with severe depression and anxiety. Takeshi Takasawa with Asian Access says even online tools like social media and Zoom aren't the same.
This is a little bit different from face-to-face group talking, processing, and that is challenging for us, and especially younger people.
Please pray for the people of Japan to find hope and belonging in Christ. And it's hard for most of us to imagine life without gospel access. Christians have scripture literally at their fingertips thanks to smartphone apps and widespread Wi-Fi access. There are more than 400 versions of the Bible available in English. At the same time, though, millions of people are completely unaware of Christ and His good news. Marv Newell from the Alliance for the Unreached.
A third of humanity does not have access to the gospel, and we want to do something about that.
The Alliance sponsors the International Day for the Unreached, an annual awareness event taking place next year on May 23rd. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
This isn't just for the missions organizations to be focused on, the individual within a church. And even a church as a group can do something about it.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House, a devotional written by women for women. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.